Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 35, Creating Your World. A rite of passage is a ceremony designed to help somebody transition from one stage of life into another. And rites of passage help illustrate the power authorities can have over people's perceptions of themselves. Think of marriage. Marriage is a significant rite of passage for many people. Before two people are married, they walk around thinking of themselves as single. They act single. They have this picture of being single. They have certain behaviors that are associated with being single. Then what happens? They go before a powerful authority figure, a priest, a government official, the captain of a ship. Someone that they know is invested with the authority to make them married. So at the conclusion of the ceremony, after the authority says, now you're married, go out and live that way, all of a sudden they go out and they live it. They live being married. They see themselves differently. And in many cases, some people will even go through personality shifts that are very dramatic, sometimes not so dramatic. But many times there are people who will actually behave so differently that it surprises the spouse. This is surprising because if you really think about it, what really changes? Nothing really but the picture they hold of themselves. The picture changes. Nothing else really happens. Everybody suddenly acts different towards them and they perceive themselves differently. Now, of course, many people improve with that the change in that picture. Their hearts open wide. They become more giving. They step into the best picture of themselves. They become parents. They have families and so on. Occasionally, it goes in the other direction where people go through profound changes that are somewhat negative. You know, maybe a man suddenly thinks that a wife should be cooking for him all the time when before she didn't. Or a woman suddenly has expectations of a man that were not there before. Because this is the picture both of them had before they were married. Even though they were single, they had a certain picture of marriage. And once the authority touched them and said, now you're married, they act differently. They act as they know married people should act and behave. Sometimes the changes are even more dramatic and even violent sometimes. But what accounts for this? I've talked about how powerful our picture of the truth can affect our perception of reality and the truth, and how the reticular activating system works in setting and maintaining, with the adaptive unconscious working also to adjust and resolve images according to the picture held, and how the Pygmalion effect works to give other people pictures of themselves, especially by people who are perceived as authorities. It happened to me, as I told you, about the time that editor of a magazine said, we love your writing style, we want you to write this, and then suddenly I became a new person. I had a new occupation, a new goal and career in life, all because one person said something. So you understand how even single statements said by an authority can have profound effects on people. And if you think about it, you can be an authority for yourself. The idea of creating your world is recognizing that you are an authority. The more you take accountability for your actions, accountability for the life you're experiencing, accountability for who you are and what you believe. Once you begin fully realizing the creative power of your imagination, especially imagination as it's wielded by soul, you move into a new place, a new way of relating to yourself and to the world. Here's what I mean by accountability. There is a way of looking at the world where you are 100% accountable for everything you think, do, and say, for everything that you believe about yourself and the world. You are the creator of your universe. Let me stretch you and take it to an extreme. This is where I'm at. I could be standing on a street corner minding my own business. Someone I don't know runs up to me, slaps me in the face, runs off, and I never see them again. I hold myself accountable for that. Whether or not I can fully articulate why, I created the conditions or set in motion the things that led to that happening. I accepted a state of consciousness. And what's the value of thinking that way? I am never a victim. I never blame things outside of myself for what happens to me. I create my universe. And the more I understand that I am accountable for creating my universe, the more powerful I become as an authority in my own life. And in certain cases, and more over time, I can become the kind of authority where I can make a one-time affirmation to myself and change. I have the authority of the priest. I have the authority of the government official. I have the authority of the magazine editor. I change my life, and I'm in charge of my world. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.